Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program.
In a steep bank river, it's pretty easy to know that if you get out of your boat and go up the bank, you're probably going to be on private land.
Ron Smith with Inland Fisheries says when you're on the water, the best way to keep from violating trespassing laws is to remain in your craft.
Unless you have some knowledge that it's not private land up there. So it's probably a good idea to stay in your boat in those areas. However, if you're traveling down a river and you find an island in the middle of the river or a gravel bar, and it's clearly down in the waterway itself, those areas are usually state-owned water areas, and you can get out and camp on those sometimes or picnic on those, rest, stretch your legs, and carry on with your trip.
Parks and Wildlife is developing a database where you can find public access points along our river basins.
But it only has two of the river basins on it right now, so it's kind of a pilot project. But we're working to get all 22 river basins up and running because we certainly want the public to know where the water access is and how they can get out on the water and enjoy recreating or fishing or whatever they want to do.
Learn more at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, working to increase access to public waters in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.